Okay, good morning. Good morning, gentlemen. And any ladies that may be listening. We are hopefully going to finish off Siman Resh Vav today, chapter 206. The last time that we gathered, I believe we learnt Sif Hey.
For some reason, you didn't give the class last week.
Right.
Yeah, you missed.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah. Mm. All people came, but we couldn't see you.
Right, yeah. Right.
Had to hear the commandments instead.
Okay, Sif Hey, yeah. Sif Hey, number 5. So we saw that the halacha is that you're not allowed to make the bracha until it's in front of you. Okay, until the food is actually in front of you. Previously, prior to that, we said you're actually lechatchila, you're supposed to have it in your hand. Yeah. Now we're saying at least it should be in front of you. It can't be that it's not in front of you. If you make an order in a restaurant of your milkshake, you can't make a bracha before it's been brought to you. However, we brought this in juxtaposition to okay, I'll leave it then, because I can't think of the other word. In
contradiction. I've never heard that word.
There is a word. I think it's something similar to that. Contradiction, I think it is. In contradiction to the halacha of amas hamayim, when you're making a bracha on some water, as the water's flowing past, the water that you're going to be drinking is not actually in front of you right now.
Contradistinction.
Maybe that's the one that I have in mind.
He's an expert on English language.
Mm-hmm. Either way.
But when I talk about before you, it means you can see this, or we can see, or...
Actually, here in front of me. What if the waitress has a milkshake in her hand?
No, this is another.
And she's walking towards you. Yeah. Still there, we're going to say you're not allowed to make the bracha. Why? What's the difference between that case and the case of the amas hamayim, the water which is going to be flowing, and I can see the water's up there, but it's not yet in front of me. That we say you are allowed to make a bracha, or the water that's in front of me, that I'm not going to be drinking. That's already going to be long gone. The difference is, one is bidei adam, and the other one is bidei shamayim. When it's in the hands of a person, when you're dependent on, you're relying on someone else, we can't rely on someone else. You can't rely on the fact that someone else is going to be bringing you the drink. Maybe she'll turn around and go back to the kitchen. Sorry, that was an order for another table.
Maybe she'll drink it.
Maybe she'll trip and fall.
Mm-hmm. For example, there is big party. There is different tables. Another table, there is fish, there is no table. There is not fish on your table, but you see fish. Another table. This is the same party, but only different tables. It's before you or not?
It has not been brought. It has not been. It's not in front of you. You can't make a bracha on it unless it's in front of you. You're not going to make a bracha at this table, then walk over to the next table and eat it.
Of course, another place. This is huge table. Not two tables, one table. This is another corner. Tables or something.
I would say that's also a problem. I mean, it's a problem. Like, how are you going to get the food? Make a bracha and then say, "Can you pass the?"
Yeah.
Technically, we saw that would be technically allowed.
But there's a question,
allowed,
you can see,
that's not
or
an interruption because
before you, it's many different. If you pass, there's a lot of different.
I hear your question.
Different. You cannot eat everything.
Got it?
Sure, but we're talking about the first thing you're eating, the first bracha.
No, but there is another bracha for another food.
Yeah, so we're saying that the first piece of cake that you take, you know, you
well,
have
of course
to,
if next
there has to be, the cake has to be in front of you.
Okay.
It's not, if it's down the other end of the table, you're going to say mezonos and then, you know, get it passed down from the other end of the table. Wait till it's brought in front of you and then make the bracha. Okay. Anyway, this is all bidyevet, because lechatchila, we said you've got to be actually be holding it in your hand. Okay? Fine. Now. Okay. Then we saw last time we saw the halachas of different fruits being brought in front of you. Yeah. What if you made a bracha, and then you ate, and then later on they brought another category of fruits. So he said, as long as one, it's in the same bracha category, and two, it's the same category of food. Yeah. So if it's we saw that meat and beer is not good. That's not going to be good, right? But meat and chicken, that would be good. Right, and fruits are also similar.
But what if you weren't planning on eating it? You have meat.
So this is what we're saying. As long as even if you were not planning on eating it, as long as one is the same bracha category, two is the same food category, and three, it was brought to you before you'd actually finished eating the previous thing that you were eating. Okay. Then we're going to say that you can eat it without making a new bracha. Okay. This is all in a situation where you didn't have stam das. Stam das helps with everything. Stam das means that you have in mind that whatever is going to come of this bracha category, then it's going to help, even if it wasn't brought while you were still eating it, and even if it wasn't of the same food category, right? If you said shehakol on your main course of your chicken. Yeah, and you had in mind that, oh, you know what, they might bring out some egg, you know, or they might bring out some dessert afterwards. Mm-hmm. If you have that in mind when you make the bracha, I think even dessert is gonna would
as
even
long as
help
you make
with
the
that.
As long as it's shekel,
yeah, okay. If it's shekel, washing hametz is not gonna help, right? Because hametz is not included.
Right.
If you finished. Chicken completely, and there is another piece of meat, you need to say brocha?
Unless you had it in mind. If you did not have it in mind, then you...
It means you're still hungry.
Hold on a second. Yeah, so this is in this Mishnah Berurah over here, Chaf Beis 22. This Mishnah Berurah. We'll just review this again because it is a complicated halacha. So Shulchan Aruch said that if you made a bracha, and then if you made a bracha on fruits that were in front of you, and then they brought more fruits of that very same type of fruit, okay, you were eating an apple, and then they brought some more apple. Or if they brought another fruit, which is the same bracha, yeah, or they brought an orange, then you don't need to make a bracha. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Kama achrayim cholkim b'dinze." There are many achrayim that argue on this halacha. Usvir lehuda davka ba'ose hamin mamash huda poitav birchasei b'stama. Yeah, he said that they say that it's only specifically that type of fruit, meaning specifically. If it's an apple, you were eating an apple, and they brought another apple, you can eat that under the same bracha.
Kind of
but if it would
apple.
Be,
yeah, a green apple and a Macintosh, you know,
probably, yeah, probably, probably. We're not going to distinguish between different types of apples. Or you were eating chicken, and they brought chicken. But if they brought meat in front of you, that's not going
to
work. Or if they brought a different type of
according
fruit, that's not going
to
work.
This.
According to these achrayim, But if it's a different type, then you need to make a new bracha. Nevertheless, if they brought in front of you the different type of food, so that means that you were eating meat and they brought chicken after, and they brought you chicken afterwards, you need to make a new bracha according to these acharonim, and this is how the Mishnah Berurah paskins. However, nevertheless, if they brought the other type while you were still eating the first type, there you shouldn't make a bracha. You don't need to make a bracha. Seeing as they brought it to you while you were still involved in the original eating, that's how we pass.
It sounds like there has to be some kind of hefsek between the chicken and the, right? I mean, like you said, if you're still eating,
meaning if there is a hefsek, then you would need to make a bracha.
Yeah. And you didn't have the.
And you didn't have stamdas, yes.
But you know,
so how far can you you're at an affair and they come by with an item. Mm-hmm. So you make a bracha.
You have stamdas. Bring others.
So this is what we're saying, that you should have.
Yeah.
That's strange. It's not.
Yeah. You say there.
That's why the Rama says at the end, "V'toyvel izayle chatchila liyis daitu al kol masha yaviula." You should have in mind anything they could possibly bring in front of you.
But in the same category
of anything, other this bracha category,
yeah.
Not even food category.
No, but this is practically speaking, you say the same bracha for different types, but one bracha is the same thing.
It's the same. But well, one's meat and one's chicken. It both gets shekel.
No, but Baruch doesn't have word chicken and meat. This is Baruch. Yes.
It's the same Baruch, yes.
No, but this is, it looks kind of in vain, so says something. Why?
It's not in vain. You didn't have it in mind. If it was not in mind, the Baruch didn't go on it. The Baruch only went on the chicken. The Baruch didn't go on the meat.
Correct.
It wasn't in front of you. You were planning on eating it. This is what we call hesechad. This is what we call hesechadas. This is your mind is taken off eating. You didn't have any, the bracha didn't go.
It means there is one apple, there is orange. You ate. You say bracha, ate apple. So you bracha for orange another one.
This is in front of me.
Yes,
that's okay. That's in front of me. It's on the table while I'm eating the apple. That's fine. Anything that's on the table is fine.
It's only when it's
brought afterwards, when it's brought later. But everything that's on the table, the bracha goes on everything that's on the table.
Okay. Mm-hmm. As long as it's the same bracha.
As long as it's the same bracha. Yeah. Now we are going to see an exception to this rule, though.
Exception.
Okay. The next halacha, we're going to see an exception to the rule. Okay. We saw that. Everything that is in front of you on the table went at the Bashas bracha, the time you made the bracha, that counts. However, there is an exception.
Everything that's something else.
But Judaism is.
You can say it if you like.
No, he's referring to something, but no, don't worry about it.
Old comedy routine.
Okay. Yes, Akari.
Exception. This is
okay, let's see the exception. Okay.
It's not strange, everything is exception. Judaism will.
Well, there's no such thing as a rule unless you have an exception to the rule.
Exception. There is no rule without exception.
Absolutely. Okay, Sif Vav. Not al biyado pri. If you took in your hand a fruit, la'achle, to eat it, ubeirach olav, and you made a bracha on it, v'nafal miyadoi v'ne'evad oy nimas, and then it fell and it got lost or it became spoiled. Okay, you were eating you're about to eat your apple, just made a nice bracha, about to tuck into a juicy apple, it fell off the back of the boat. Into the sea.
5 second
And fish ate it. Wow. You cannot catch fish.
Then if you eat the fish, do you have, is it shekel?
Okay. Well, so what's the halacha in this case? Where you're about, you made the bracha on the fruit. You made the bracha.
You made the bracha.
You made the bracha.
You did not they
but you didn't get around to eating it until it got lost or became spoiled.
Real exception.
What's the halacha? Tzarech lachzar ulavarich. You need to make a new bracha when you pick up another apple to eat the next apple. You lost the first one. When you pick out that second apple, you need to make a new bracha. Afal pi, even though shahayo me oiso min lefanav yoser kasheberach al rishon, even though there was another apple exactly the same in front of you at the time that you made a bracha. That means you're sitting in front of a fruit bowl with apples, and you picked up one of the apples, and you said, Bairei Priya 8, dropped, lost, spoiled. You pick up another apple quickly and want to take a bite. You have to make a new bracha. Okay, this, you see this? This is an exception to the rule. We said everything that's in front of you is going to be counted, is going to be covered when you're eating, except in this situation.
Because you're intending to eat this particular one.
So the question is...
Yeah, what's the question?
The question is, or maybe I'm jumping ahead here, but if you're... I can clearly see that if your intention, I'm going to have one apple, and this is the apple, and I made the bracha, and... I made the bracha for you.
Thanks.
Okay. I made the bracha, and maybe I'll... So... You know, and then that falls, I can clearly see that. What if you say, oh wow, I'm going to eat six of these apples, I'm going to eat this whole bowl of apples.
You grab one. Great question. Okay, first, good, very good. First, there's a more basic, more fundamental question, which is, favos, why?
Why? This is a question, why?
Yeah, that's a more basic question.
Brochas for specific food, not specific apple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah? Is that true?
No, but what if you have...
When you held this apple in your hand...
No, but apple is not a good example. For example, there is plate of the different pieces of meat. You take one and fork. Is this a fall? There is another in the plate.
That's
what to do?
Same question.
What are you making the bracha on?
For this food?
This plate of food.
For plate?
Plate of...
Yeah?
I'm going to eat this plate. I'm going to eat this...
And this piece that I have on my fork is representative of this.
Nobody make brocha only for this piece of in your...
Spoon. Good.
Or soup,
let's
for example. You spill the... From your spoon, you spill soup.
Yeah, I hear. Okay, let's see. We have to understand why. Okay, first. But let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, Mishnah Berurah Chaf Dalet 24 says, "V'hu adin b'matzoi shenirkav." This is the same, by the way. This halacha is the same. If you find out that you were just about to bite into your apple, and then you see a little worm pops his head out of the apple, you see that it's the apple is rotten. Ve'inu roi la'achila klal, and it's not fitting for consumption at all. Not fitting for consumption at all. And then you go ahead and take another one. Why? Because we're saying because if it would be still a little bit fit for consumption, it fell on the floor, but 5 second rule, you can dust it off. Yeah, you can pick it up and dust it off and still eat it. Then you have to eat from it. In order that it shouldn't be a bracha levatola. A bracha in vain. Okay. Okay. Good. Now, what is the reasoning behind this halacha? So the beer halacha explains that the reason for this halacha is. If you look at the beer halacha. 1 second.
But this is exception talking about
one second. We have to only fruit.
There's nothing else.
No, it's gonna be. The example is you're using is fruit.
No, but this is
why is the example you're using fruit? No, look at the top of the page. Look at the top of the page, please. Right at the top.
No, 6 starting with fruit.
Look at right at the top of the page. The heading, page heading.
No. Yes.
You see?
This is
where the halakha comes up, but it applies across the board, as the Mishnah Berurah brought when we were speaking about this. He's talking about meat and beer.
But 6.
It will be the same halacha. Now, sorry, we have to add in the words of the Ramah as well. Okay, the Ramah says, he adds in over here. We said if you take this this apple in hand and then it fell, even though there was other apples in front of you, you need to make a new bracha. Says the Ramah, rak shaloi hayadaitoi olav la'achloi. Just that you did not explicitly have it in mind to eat it. Okay. If you did not have specifically in mind to eat the other apple in front of you, then you need to make a new bracha. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, the Bi Halacha says here. Have a look at this amazing Bi Halacha.
To eat the other apple, or to eat more apples?
To eat
the other apples.
But not specific ones, just you're going to eat more than one is what you had in mind.
You're eating everything that's in front of you. You have in mind, you've got a fruit bowl, I'm eating all of this, eating all these apples.
Well, you could ask the same question.
All of it, are we saying all of it or just your...
Others.
Others.
Yeah.
Okay. Because my question is...
Let's say there's one apple in front of you. Another one apple in front of you.
Yeah. Right?
Let's say. You have in mind, you're eating the apple.
If you have another apple, you're happy. If there is no more apple, what to do? You say bracha.
Then you say baruch shem kavod. Well, let's come on to this.
Yeah.
My question is the other way. You have a dish of 4 apples. You make a bracha brei pre eitz, and then you decide you only want 3. What happens then?
What do you mean?
There are 4 apples. You intend to, you make a bracha thinking that you're going to have 4. And then you change your mind, you only want 3.
Is that a problem? Then what?
Then what? What's the question?
Is that a problem?
Problem what?
You made a bracha
on 4.
So why would that be a problem?
And you're only taking 3.
What would be the problem?
No, but this is not exception. This is a
more. What would be the problem?
Well, because you had in mind to have 4.
What would be the problem? I know what I've heard.
That's
you say that. What would be the problem? This here we're saying, does the bracha count on something that you did not have in mind?
Mm-hmm.
You can hear you had in mind to have more, but you're only taking less.
Yeah.
No, if you don't want to eat it, it's up to you. Mm-hmm. I don't see any problem.
Yeah.
You see more of a
that's
question.
That's not a
question about to
that's
say.
Not a problem.
I don't think
nothing.
No, this is not a problem. This is a question of when you need to say new broch or not. In this case, it's not as a...
No, if you're saying, I'm only going to eat... I want to eat one apple because an apple a day keeps the doctor away or whatever. And then I'm only one apple and then I'm done. And then you decide, oh, actually, that was pretty good. I'll have
another. No, but if you're hungry, you're ready to eat everything. After 2 pieces, you are done. What is this?
Okay.
Normal situation.
Let's see this halacha. Okay? So remember, the Shulchan Aruch says you need to make a new bracha. The Ramah says as long as you did not have explicit intention to eat whatever else is in front of you as well. Says the Bi'al Acha. Can you see the Bi'al Acha?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's titled Rak Shaloi Hayadaito. It's here. You don't have a translation of it though, okay? Af Shemiloshana Ramah Mashma Lachaira, even though the Ramah seems to be implying to whom a farish is divrei mechaber. It sounds like he's explaining what the mechaber says, what the Shulchan Aruch says. Shulchan Aruch says that when you're having an apple and it falls, you need to make a new bracha on the next apple. adds the Rama or explains the Rama, this is only when you didn't have in mind. Okay, it sounds like the Rama is just adding and explaining what the Rama means. Avol be'emes ein ekein. But that is not the truth. The truth is, de ladas ha-mechaber, according to the mechaber, shehetik ledin ha-shitas ha-toisvus va-rosh gam Rabbeinu Yonah, he brings the opinion of toisvus and rosh and Rabbeinu Yonah, that afilu b'dayta behedya ala kol l'achlei. Even if you specifically had in mind on everything that you were going to eat it, gam kein tzarech lachzor levarich. According to the Shulchan Aruch, you need to make a new bracha, even if you specifically had in mind, I'm going to have that apple, I'm going to have that apple, you had in mind everything. You picked up this apple, it was lost, you had in mind you're going to have all the other apples there, you need to make a new bracha. You picked up this piece of beef from the stew, yeah, and you made a bracha on that piece of beef from the stew, and it got lost, and you were planning on eating the rest of it. When you pick up the next piece, you have to make a new bracha according to the Shulchan Aruch. This is the opinion of the Tosfos, the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay, why? And this is the why. Why? De ikka berchasoi haya al zeh sha'oiches biyodoi. Because the bracha that you made, the main body of the bracha was on the thing you're holding in your hand. Whatever you're holding in your hand. What I'm holding in my hand, that's what I'm making the bracha. I'm not making bracha on everything on the plate. I'm making a bracha on what I'm holding in my hand. I have in mind I'm going to eat the rest of the stuff on the plate. But the bracha itself is being made on what I'm holding in my hand. V'hashar, what about the rest of the stuff on my plate as well? Nigrar achar zemumela. That is just dragged along with whatever I'm eating now. It's not that the bracha is chal, falls upon everything that I'm eating. The bracha is chal, the bracha only falls on that which I've got in my hand. And everything else is going to be dragged along with that. It's going to come mimela. Mimela means
automatically.
Automatically, yeah, very good. Yeah, it's going to be included. It's sort of automatically included with whatever it. Okay, va'al kain. Therefore, says the Bialocha, al kain shen va'al kain kavon shen nafal v'nevad. Since it fell and it was lost or it became rotten, tzarich lachzor levarich. You need to make a new bracha.
Because that you should really have it in your hand before you make the bracha. You shouldn't just look at that bowl of soup.
That's what we said. We already saw that halacha. The lechat chila, you have to hold it in your hand when you make the bracha. And when you're holding it in your hand, that means that's my bracha food. That's what I'm making the bracha on. If that got lost, I can't remember where I see this lashon. But they bring the lashon. I can't see it over here. Where is it? Here we go. The bracha, in which case what happened, basically the explanation in Lomdus of the mechanics of how this is working is that whatever I'm holding in my hand, whatever I'm holding in my hand, that's what the bracha is going on. If that thing got lost, the bracha was not chal. The bracha didn't land. It didn't fall on anything. Yeah, the bracha, what happened to the bracha? It floated up. It flew away. It got lost. So the bracha that you make is, I make a bracha on whatever I'm holding in my hand. I eat it. Bam. The bracha was chal. The bracha took. Yeah, it landed, it took place, it held onto something, and then it nigra, mimela. Then it's automatically going to be dragged along with that. But if I never got around to eating whatever I made the bracha on, then the bracha flew away. The bracha's gone. It was never chal. No. It never landed on anything. It never fell on anything. Okay, it flew away. Therefore, even though I had in mind explicitly what I'm going to be eating after this, yeah, everything else that's on the table, it was never chal. It didn't land on this. The way that a bracha counts for everything I'm eating is because it landed and then it can spread. If it never landed on it, on that which I made the bracha on, then it can't spread to everything else. This is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, this is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. So that's the mechaber. That's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. However, the Bir Halacha points out that the Rama is actually not explaining the Shulchan Aruch paskins like that. But the Rama himself says that as long as you had in mind explicitly, you had in mind that it's going to be going on everything else that's in front of you, then in such a case you're going to be okay.
No more brocha.
You do not need to make a new bracha. How does he say this? Let's see the Shulchan Aruch Chaf Vav 26. Mishnah Berurah Chaf Vav 26. Rak Shalaya Daito. Right, Salema. This means Shalaya Daito Beferush Beshas Bracha Al Kulam Rak Bistama. Meaning that you did not have explicitly in mind that you're going to be eating everything else. Just you had Stamdas. Meaning that according to the Mishnah Berurah, that if you only had Stamdas, that's not good.
Stamdas
means like, oh, I might, whatever, I might eat something, meet something later. You have to have in mind specifically, okay, I'm eating this apple, and then I'm eating another apple. But if you just are sitting down, you've got, the apples in front of you, you're thinking, I might eat. Now, this Stamdas that was saying, you should always have in mind that whatever else I decide to eat after this, then this bracha will cover it. That, the Mishnah Berurah says, according to the Rama, that's no good. That's no good. The only case where the Rama is going to argue on the Mechaber is a case where you had specific Das. You had Das Beferush. You had specific Das that I'm going to be having another apple. Okay? So there's three situations. One is I'm only eating. You only had in mind one apple, okay? So that will say, typically that's going to be fine, even if you only had in mind one apple, because usually that's what happens. You eat one and then you eat another one. That's fine as long as it was in front of you, okay? That according to everyone is going to be fine. If that one apple got lost, you can't eat another one. Yeah. Everyone is going to say, you can't eat another one. Okay? Now, what if you had Stamdas? Hey, I might eat another apple. I might not eat another apple. And this apple got lost. There, still, everyone is going to say, you can't eat another apple. The bracha wasn't chal. The bracha didn't fall on anything. Mm-hmm. Only in the case where you had Das Beferush, you specifically had in mind on other fruits, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you're not good. You're not good at all. Yeah? Because the bracha wasn't chal. It has to land before it can spread. However, there's where the Rama would say that you're okay as long as you had explicit intention to eat another apple.
The same as a plate of meat?
Same with a plate of meat as well. Yeah? A plate of meat, l'chaira, that seemingly would be under the category of the type of thing where you've got explicit das to eat. You know, you're sitting down to eat a plate of meat. You're having, served yourself a, we're not talking about fruit in the fruit bowl. You know, you might have another one. You might not have another one. Yeah. You might go for another cherry or not.
You're having the steak.
But if you've got your plate of, your steak in front of you, you cut off one end, then that, Shulchan Aruch, according to Shulchan Aruch, is no good. The bracha wasn't chal. Bracha didn't fall on anything. No. According to the Rama, seeing as you're planning on, your intention is to carry on eating that steak, then you're okay, according to the Rama.
What is choice for Rama or for Shulchan Aruch?
We paskin like the Rama. We follow the Rama.
Which means if you want to eat and there is one piece of lost, you don't need to say another.
Correct.
Again, as long as it's specifically that you're intending to eat that whole.
Yeah.
No, but usually, you have plate to
eat.
Yeah. It's the most common situation.
Right.
Even you can, there is well a chance you can falsify your piece on your plate. You don't know where is mine.
One was interesting question.
Then there's the suffix that you maybe the piece you're picking up is the same
one,
piece.
You had one P, you made a bracha on a P, according to Shulchan Aruch. Yeah. You made a bracha on the P, and then the P dropped, fell, and got mixed up.
No, if you feel not, you know, you fall,
so you'd have to eat all the P's.
Yeah.
You don't have to eat all your greens. Wow. Your mother would be happy.
Wow. Yeah. Now, we've got the opposite situation. It's also very common. I have a plate filled with lemon cake, like in the refrigerator, a whole plate of lemon cake.
Is it parrot?
I know it's not, yes. No, it's milk. I know it's no good for me. I know this is bad. This is a terrible thing to be eating. I'm not going to feel very well after. But, I look at that and I just have to have a piece of lemon cake. I'm not going to eat any more, so I take one piece and then I put the plate back in the refrigerator and I close the door and I eat this piece. And you know what's going to happen next. You know what happens next is I'm going to want another piece. Yeah?
Yes, well, yes, and you say,
says bro, I have to make another bracha.
Of course, yes. You close the door.
I closed the door. I walked over here. I took a napkin and I set up nicely.
No, so there the bracha was chal. The bracha was chal.
Yeah.
Wait, this is specifically talking about a case where the bracha wasn't chal because the piece of cake got lost. Mm-hmm. But if you already ate it, then nigra memela.
Yeah.
That's why we say it automatically follows the bracha follows on everything else. Now, if you specifically
one piece.
No. So you, if you have in mind b'shas bracha at the time of you make the bracha that you only are going to have one piece, that doesn't make a difference.
Doesn't make a difference. So I don't have to make.
Doesn't make a difference. Why? Because they're eating. You're eating one piece. How big is that piece? If the only time where we're going to say you would have to make a new bracha is if you, at the end of eating that piece, you'd say, "I'm not having another piece."
But the opposite.
If at that point you would say, "I'm not having another piece," that's what we call hesach hadas.
Yeah.
And then if you would then decide 2 minutes later, "Okay, I'm going to have another piece." Yeah, then you'd need to make a new bracha.
Yeah.
But if you're b'shas bracha, it's not gonna, doesn't make a difference.
Well, I thought I was going to have to.
But you don't have to make bracha, several brachas acharona though.
No, one bracha acharona is going to cover for both of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, because the Mishnah Berurah actually brings another opinion in this. This so far, we've got our three categories. Again, one where you didn't have in mind at all to have anything else. Everyone's going to say that you need to make a new bracha. The second case, the middle case, is when you had stam das. There, also according to this, the Mishnah Berurah, he says that's also a case where you're going to have to make a new bracha, even according to the Ramah. Where the Ramah was saying was specifically, excuse me, you specifically had in mind to have something else. There, the Ramah would say that you have to make. You don't need to make a new bracha. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah though. Mishnah Berurah Chaf Vav again. We'll go back from the beginning. Ratzon Loimar Shaloya Yadaitoy Befeirush B'Shas Bracha Al Kulam Rak B'Stama. You only had in mind specifically to eat another apple. There, the Ramah would say you don't need to make a new bracha. De'im Hayo B'Daitoy B'Shas Bracha Lechoy Rak Ashar Gam Ashar. If you did have in mind specifically to have, you don't need to make a new bracha. Skip a little bit. The ayin b'bir halacha. Have a look in the bir halacha. De yesh kama rishonim. There are some rishonim shesoivrim that hold. Right. Remember Tosfos and the Rosh and what were the three opinions?
We're in the bir halacha.
Right? We're in the Mishnah Berurah Chaf Vav. 26. Remember, we have the opinion of the Tosfos, Rosh, and Rabbeinu Yonah hold that nothing helps, even if you had in mind specifically. Okay, nothing helps at all. However, there are other Rishonim who hold that even if you had Stam Das, you don't need to make a new bracha. Okay, this is the most extreme of the Rishonim, Tosfos, Rosh, and Rabbeinu Yonah, who say even if you had specific das to have in mind, yeah, so the I'm going to have this apple, then I'm going to have another apple. If that apple is lost, wasn't chal, didn't land, doesn't help. There are other Rishonim who say, no, you're okay, even Stam Das helps. Yeah, not just explicit. Yeah, some Rishonim say no. You have if you did have explicitly in mind you having another apple, then you're okay. Yeah. But there are Rishonim who are even more makel, even more lenient, who say as long as you have Stam Das, then you're okay. Why? The kevan shahayu munach lefanav al hashulchan, seeing as it was actually in front of you on the table, havikadaita behedri al hakol, because that makes it like you had specific das, you had specific intention on everything, because it's in front of you. Says the Mishnah Berurah, safek brachas lahakel. When it comes to a question of whether you need to make a bracha, safek, a doubt about whether to make a bracha or not, our rule is lahakel. We are always lenient, and we rather do not make an extra bracha. We're concerned for making a bracha in vain. And therefore, in such a case, where although it seems like the Ramah is paskening, or the Mishnah Berurah understands the Ramah to pasken, the Stam Das doesn't help, but we're going to be lenient and we'll say that we'll rely on the opinions on the Rishonim that Stam Das does help. Okay, so basically what's coming out now is Lemaisa, practically, as long as something was actually on the table in front of you, and you didn't have in mind specifically at the time that you made the bracha, I'm only having one, then if it gets lost, then you don't need to make a bracha on whatever is in front of you. Okay, is that clear? Is that clear? I'll tell you bottom line. Bottom line, practically speaking now, as long as something is in front of you on the table at the time that you made the bracha, even if subsequently what you held in your hand went ahead and got lost or became ruined or you found that it was rotten, you don't need to make a new bracha. As long as there was more of that kind on the table in front of you.
Even
after it fell. As long as there was something in front of you, we're going to assume that you had your mind was on everything, you had Stam Das on everything. That Stam Das is really like, according to these Rishonim, Stam Das doesn't really exist. Stam Das is just behedya. It means that you really had in mind. You know, Stam Das means, I was planning on eating it.
No, but this is, for example, the case of apple. There is only one apple, there is another piece, not apple, but orange. If apple fell, can I eat orange?
Same brachas category, but different category of food. No, there we never saw that helps.
Right.
It means there only we never saw that it helps. Was the same kind of category of food.
Yeah. So it almost sounds like they're saying.
No, but is this a Lutz? It looks in to say it, to say again twice.
Second. I don't know.
But it almost sounds like they're saying the definition of Stam Das is anything up to I specifically am not going to eat more, right? It's almost like...
But it seems like it could be, possibly, it could be that it's going to be Chal.
A possibility that
it could be that it would be Chal on it. Yeah. It could be that it would fall on the other, on the rest of the fruit, on a different type of fruit. The Dirshu here brings an Eitzah from Reb Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg. Okay, Reb Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg was an American, young American man that made Aliyah, moved to Eretz Israel, and became the Gadol Hador.
Right.
Became the one of the greatest rabbis of the generation. Mm-hmm. I went to his house many times. Mm-hmm. His door was wide open whenever you wanted. Just he had official. It was Nifter 5, 6, 7 years ago.
Oh, that long ago?
Yeah,
it was more
5 years ago, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe a bit more. Asher Zev met him. We took Asher Zev in for a bracha.
Okay.
But I don't think Rifki.
Okay.
So six years ago, I think. So he had official visiting hours, but if you went outside of visiting hours...
But he moved from America?
When he was young.
Yeah.
But, he was just an American. He was just an American. You know, an American. American boy.
He became famous in Israel.
Mm-hmm. Famous.
No, but
he became a giant. He became a giant. He made a. He used to make a siyum every year. Made a siyum ashas, and
what that is.
He learned a lot of Torah. A tremendous amount of Torah, and made a celebration on completing a large
Torah.
Body of the oral Torah.
Never heard of his name.
And shortly after making a Siyam Ashas, he made another party, made another Siyam, and they asked him what's going on, and he says, the Yankees won, and it's the first time that I don't feel any emotion. He was in his 90s.
Yeah.
He lived to 102.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he was an American boy.
Yeah.
He followed the baseball. Yeah, he followed the Super Bowl.
So the first time his Bowl. Mind was not
the what's it called? World Series?
World Series.
World Series. Yeah, he followed the World Series, but it was the first he made
See,
a see him.
They're already.
The Yankees won. And it's the first time I didn't care.
You're there already. That's amazing.
But yeah, I don't. Yeah. he was huge. He was huge.
What is his name?
Huge. Rabbi Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg. He was one of the things that he was famous for. That was he was an expert in Mishnah Berurah. He knew the entire Mishnah Berurah back to forth, mm-hmm. upside down with Bir Halacha and everything. He was an absolute expert. Okay, so he had also a sefer, a book of chidushim on the Mishnah Berurah as well, not just halachic analysis of the Mishnah Berurah, but chidushim, like a commentary on the Mishnah Berurah, like novel ideas on the Mishnah Berurah as well. Okay, so in his sefer of chidushim on the Mishnah Berurah, he gives an etzah, he gives a word of advice for this situation. Yeah, that it's going to be a problem. If you didn't have in mind, you did have in mind, you didn't. You had stam das, you had explicit das. So Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg is mechadish over here. He says sheyaseh tenai mefurish, that a good thing, an etzah would be to make an explicit tenai condition. You should state explicitly. Shele oilam b'chol bracha sheyaseh. That always, whenever you make a bracha, tachul habracha al kol haperos shelefanov, that you want the bracha to be chal on everything that's in front of you. Okay, Rabbi Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg says that would work. If you make this tonight, you make this condition, you make a statement. You make a statement that whenever I make a bracha, I want it to be chal on everything that's in front of me. Then that helps.
Wow,
that would help.
Mm-hmm.
And listen to this. Ulochaira, seemingly, ain sarik last night's cane. You only need to make this tanai, elapam achas pachayov. Once in your life. Uke ain moida, shemoisrim be'erev Rosh Hashanah. Similar to the moida, on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Right, what do we say? We make a moedah. We say everything, any neder, any shavua, any oath, anything that I say in this coming year, I want it to be. Yeah, it shouldn't be chal. You say on any nedarim you're going to be making kol hashana the whole year.
He's a b'chayav.
So. He says seemingly it would be good enough to make this thing. Achtzayin, but he also brought down. He says there's some poskim that say things like this you should make a tanai every day. Okay, what that's referring to is I remember seeing there is a similar tanai when it comes to Shem Hashem, because when we're saying a brachas throughout the day, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, you have to have kavana. Of what it means, Shem Hashem. when you're saying the name of God, you have to have in mind, you have to have in mind the kavana for the names of Hashem. Right, when you're saying Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, you have to have in mind Hoya Hoya V'Yeh, He was, is, and will be, and Adoin HaKol is the master of everything. And when you say Elokeinu, you have to have in mind Bal Takif Kali Cholas Kulam, he's the source of all of the forces in the world and everything. You have to have in mind these things. If you don't have in mind, the bracha is not a good bracha. I've seen a nusach, I've seen a wording in a siddur. They have it in some siddurim. There's a nusach right at the beginning of the siddur that it says over there that I'm making a condition, I'm making a tanai now, that every time throughout the day that I say the name of Hashem, of the Shem Havaya, the Yud Kei Vav Kei name of Hashem, I have in mind that, I'm stating now, that I have in mind that, to say Adon HaKol Hayo HaYavaviyah. And every time throughout the day that I'm saying Elokeinu, I have in mind Baal Takev Kol Yechalus Kulo. And that should last throughout the day. That, tonight, you have to make every day. Yeah, according to this. Yeah, so that's a similar type of tanai, where according to these paiskim, you'd have to make it every day. So Reb Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg says, L'chaira, it's good enough to do it once in your life. However, there are some paiskim that say it's worthwhile doing it every day. But, just in case of any eventuality, we will do this right now. Okay, we can make it tonight. We'll end with this. Okay, we'll make it tonight. Everyone, we can say together, we make a condition that every time we make a bracha through our entire life, every bracha that we make for the rest of my life, say it, let's say it. Every bracha that I make for the rest of my life should count for everything that is in front of me.
It's the same category.
Yeah, everything in the same bracha category should fall on everything. Okay, and then Be'ezus Hashem, that should.
But this is his name mentioned in this book.
Not in the Mishnah Berurah. This is the a modern contemporary halachic.
This added some authority, modern authority.
Yeah.
But, he is one.
Anything within.
I don't know.
Reb Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg used to wear 100 pairs of tzitzis.
Yeah. Within the Eruv.
What? What is it? Why is that?
Okay, Shkaich.